Go to the book of Proverbs, chapter number 23. The book of Proverbs, chapter number 23. I appreciate the Lord and the goodness of the Lord and the mercies of the Lord. I appreciate how God is so faithful, and He is so true. And I'm going to preach about truth tonight, all right? We're going to just talk about His truth and the Word of God, and let the Lord do some transforming work through His truth in our hearts tonight. Proverbs 23, will you stand for the reading of the Word? Verse number 19, "Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Be not among winebibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Hearken unto thy father that beget thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Buy the truth, and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding." Amen. "Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way." Then he said, "While you're on that way, buy the truth and sell it not." Praise the Lord. I want to preach to you about buying the truth. Is that all right? Amen. Let's pray. Jesus, we love you. Thank you for your word, that it is truth. Thank you, God, for the power of your truth. Lord, that your word is better, amen, than anything this world has to offer. God, your truth, amen, transcends every truth. We love you, Jesus. We praise your name. And the church said, amen. You may be seated. Proverbs is a short sentence that's often repeated, expressing a well-known truth or a common fact. And it's ascertained by experience or observation. In other words, a proverb is something that people use or say, and every nation, usually even every tribe, every tongue, has different sets of proverbs that they pass down based off their experiences from one generation to the next. Some common proverbs, you can probably finish them for me. Let's play this game. Can we do that? All right, let's try it out. The early bird, there you go. Early to bed, early to rise makes a man. All right. Actions speak louder. Better late than. A penny saved is a easy come. Those are some pretty simple proverbs. Y'all are good. Amen. We should have taken a test. But those are statements that have garnered value as truths due to experience that somebody has had or observation that they've taken notice of on others or on the lives of others. Someone noticed that if you're the first person on the scene, you get to the pick of the produce. Some have paid attention and recognized that the fact that a routine schedule goes far in how a person's life turns out. Brother Micah Hurst says amen about routines and schedules and 8 hours asleep, praise the Lord. Another maybe observed that you can talk a big talk, but walking the walk speaks more volumes than your talk ever will. Solomon, the author of the book of most of Proverbs, was known as the wisest of men. There was no one that had the splendor of riches and knowledge like King Solomon had. And in his learning and experience and observation and under the anointing and inspiration of the Spirit, he discovered there's something that's more valuable than anything he had ever accrued as far as monetary things. And it's this, the truth, praise the Lord. And he encourages us to buy the truth and sell it not. Amen. Buy the truth and sell it not. Jesus had spoken parables about the kingdom of heaven in the book of Matthew, and listen to what he said in Matthew chapter 13, verse number 44. He said again, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure that's hidden in a field, the which when a man hath found. He hides, and for joy thereof, he goes. He sells everything that he has. He buys the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he's found one pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he had, and he buys that field, that pearl. The kingdom of God, listen, is built on truth. Praise the Lord. Jesus even said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. The truth, everybody say truth. The truth is worth selling everything that you have and buying just that. Buy the truth, keep the truth, and sell it not. However, the currency that we purchase the truth with is not U.S. dollars, it's not yen, it's not pesos or Dogecoin or Bitcoin or any of those things. The truth is purchased with your faith, with your devotion, and with your love. That's how you buy the truth. The goal of the writer of Proverbs, the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is not to drive us to make a physical purchase, but to show us that there is extreme value in the truth. Amen. This truth, amen, this truth right here is a priceless truth. Praise the Lord. It's not just a priceless truth, but it's a saving truth. Amen. And this is a truth that is always under attack. The enemy's always out, Brother Michael, to disprove the Word of God, to twist it, to undermine it, to manipulate it. Oh, but you can make a purchase, amen, and buy this truth tonight. Before you make a purchase, especially an expensive one, you often will look at reviews. Anybody ever look at reviews online? On Amazon products or anything like that, you compare prices. If you're like us, you know, you might find a pair of shoes at one store, then you go look online at another store. You see if there's any on eBay or on Marketplace that might be brand new and at a better price. You compare prices. You look at reviews. And sometimes, you even when you make a purchase, you have to be involved with a salesman. Anybody in here like salesmen? Nobody raised their hand, huh? And that can be pretty annoying to deal with a salesman. Salesmen, they know all the stops. They pull everything out of the bag of tricks that they have. Why? Because they're trying to convince you to make a purchase. I remember when I was a young man, there was a man who came to our house, and he was a vacuum salesman. Anybody ever have an experience with a Kirby guy? Or what was the other one they had? I can't remember. It started with an M, I think. But they had several rainbow vacuum or something like that. They had Majestic. This was the one, Majestic. It's here in my notes. I need to pay attention. Praise the Lord. But this man, he brought this Majestic vacuum. It was a little cylinder. It rolled around everywhere you went. It was really neat, except for it got in the way of everything you tried to do. You had this long hose and this big, huge container. You kept pulling around, banging against the walls, banging against the corners of the house, and all of those things. But this man, he was very good at selling his product. It wasn't a convenient product. It was very expensive. But that man knew exactly what to do to hook you into buying that product. One of the things he did was he would pull out a rug that looked clean, and then he'd run his vacuum over it, that clean rug. You know, you thought you just cleaned it, but his vacuum got so much more dirt and grime and dust out of that rug. Then, he'd show you that comparison, and still yet, if you say, well, I don't really know if I want it, he'd pull out another trick. I remember he wrapped a couch cushion inside of a plastic bag, and he sucked all the air out of that, and he took that couch cushion down to a small little cushion size, and he said, see how powerful this vacuum is. Then he even did something else that was pretty cool. He had my uncle, who was a little on the larger side, praise the Lord, sit on that same plastic bag, and he reversed the air of that vacuum and blew the bag up and lifted my uncle off the ground. And my dad said, we'll take it, praise the Lord. He saw the power, he paid it. He was convinced that it was worth the price. I've already mentioned something about the truth being so valued that it's attacked by the enemy in an endless manner. But that's not what will convince you to make the purchase of the truth. I want to tell you a few things about the truth tonight, praise the Lord, that I hope will convince somebody in here to take this, amen, and purchase every word that it says. You can believe every word this word says. It is truth. Hallelujah. There is one truth that transcends every other truth. Point number one. That's what makes this truth so valuable. There's only really one ultimate source of truth. Can I hear an amen? This truth transcends the laws of nature. Nature says that you can't walk on water. Anybody ever tried to do it? I've tried to walk on floaties on the swimming pool, and I still sink. Praise the Lord. Nature says you can't walk on water. But I read in this book, hallelujah, that there was a man who came walking on a stormy sea. Come on now. He came walking on a stormy sea. And there was even another man in the boat that said, if that's you, Jesus, bid me to come to you and walk on water. And the truth said, come unto me. Amen. And what happened? Peter got out of the boat because Jesus said he could. And he walked on water. Glory to God. This truth, it transcends the laws of nature. Now the law says you and I are condemned and worthy of death because of our sin. But there is a better truth. Now, hallelujah. There is a truth, or he is the truth that made the way. And even though you were worthy and I was worthy of death, he said, I'll take the price and I'll erase your condemnation and I'll make a way for you to escape sin and death. That's a truth I'd like to buy. How about you? It's very difficult to explain at times, but let me tell you this. Sometimes I know there are facts that you can stack up against us, amen, like bricks or books or a lot of baggage around you, facts upon facts of things that are real and things that are happening in your life. Cancer is real, but there is a higher, Lord help me, there's a higher truth that you can be convinced of that says God is a healer above cancer. You see the difference of the truth and the facts. The bills might be higher than the amount that you have in the bank, but my God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He is not limited. His truth reigns supreme over the facts of the earth. Where do I find his truth? John 17:17, Jesus says, sanctify them through your truth. Thy word is truth. I'm thankful for the word of God. If you're not convinced, get in the book for yourself. Find this truth for yourself. Jesus, or Ephesians said, there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. I'm thankful. Amen. That word one faith, it means one truth. I know we all are in different stages of our faith. Some of you are new to faith. Some of you have been saved for a while. Some of you are on one pace higher than I am. Some of you are on two paces lower than I might be. Some of you might be here while others might be here in their steps of faith and in their relationship with the Lord. Amen. We have different convictions sometimes. Some of you might be convicted about one thing. Others may not have that conviction as of yet. And there's nothing wrong with things being different. I believe with all my heart that we are to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. You remember that scripture? Amen. But there is still one truth. Glory to God. Amen. There's still one truth. Something we've done, Lord help us, is we've allowed many truths that were intended to be black and white to become a gray area that God doesn't desire. Many blur the lines of the truths of the Word of God, and it's some people on the left side and some people on the right side that blur the lines and have confused men and women. We've given new definition, Lord help us, we've given new definition to things such as fornication and adultery and idolatry and faithfulness. I mean, we've tried to attach our culture definition to those things and try to minimize the consequences of those things and all of that. We've interpreted essential truths differently from one generation to the next. But church, I'm convinced that this truth will triumph. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter if a man's telling you you got to do more than this book says or less than this book says. You just do what this book says and live according to the Word of God. Don't try to live higher than the Word, and definitely don't live lower than the Word. Let's live the Word. By, Lord, help us. By the truth and sell it not. Amen. Part of a problem, Lord, help me preach, was that one generation preached some truths without giving proper evidence of the doctrine. They just preached doctrine, and they didn't tell you why they were preaching it. They didn't tell you what was in the scripture. They didn't tell you. They just said, just do this because it's what we do. And that's caused some confusion in generations that followed. You know, it used to be a lot of times people would just take the preacher's word for it, and that's pretty dangerous, Brother Josh, isn't it, at times? Because some people, they don't know what they're talking about. Woo! So they look at things that are basic fundamental truths, and there's some young people that are questioning I'm out of breath. Amen. You all wore me out playing basketball Friday. Amen. They're looking at things from a perspective that is this all man-made theology? Why? Because they see that men have mingled truths with traditions, and they've created people who don't know how to know the difference between the two. Amen. And so instead of questioning traditions, which it's okay to question traditions, all right? It's okay. We have a lot of younger people and even people my age that are questioning not just traditions, but they're questioning truths of Scripture. And I don't mean questioning from the standpoint of trying to figure it out for themselves. There's a lot that are questioning and acting in the total opposite direction. For instance, you know, they look at the fundamental truth of being modest and modesty and what it means to be modest. And for years, the church taught how to be modest without teaching the purpose of modesty. Lord, help us. And so now a generation begins to move out from that tradition of modesty because the purpose of modesty wasn't preached. And they're leaving, they're not just questioning the truth of or the tradition, but they're questioning the truth. And in questioning the truth, they're leaving modesty altogether. What I've discovered is there's a lot of young people looking for loopholes out of the truth in this hour. Not just young people, there's people everywhere looking for loopholes out of the truth because they haven't properly been taught what the truth is, the fundamental truth of living righteous and holy. Another area of concern, church. We're to live separate from this world. Can I hear an amen? We're to keep our eyes holy, our ears holy, our mouths holy, our hands holy. But instead of teaching the purpose and the heart of this truth, many people preached against things that were unholy, but didn't tell why they were unholy and didn't explain their reason. There was people even, I'm going to get in trouble, that preached about like the vices of internet and said you need to get rid of internet altogether. Then COVID happened, and they all who preached against the internet had to get internet. What are they going to do? So what happened? Katie, go get the car started. Praise the Lord. What happened was, instead of teaching people how to be holy and abstain from lust, they said, just get rid of it till we need it for our own benefit. You can't do that, church. We got to raise people, amen, teach people to abstain from the fleshly lust, amen, and teach them how to live in glory, how to live in victory, how to walk holy, amen, how to abstain their eyes, how to abstain from doing things that have negative consequences in their life, amen. Teach them how to do that, and then show them how to live in truth, glory to God, amen. That's the point. And then let the Lord tell them if they can't have the internet to get rid of the internet, right? Amen. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. That's free for you, amen. It's the truth, by the truth. Something about the truth, Lord, help us. The truth is always calling us higher. Amen. The truth wants you to climb higher. Hallelujah. Too many people are looking for a way out. They're looking for ways that they can get around the commandments, ways they can get out of doing some things that God has told them to do in His Word, looking for ways where they can excuse their sin, looking for ways they can justify themselves, looking for ways they can just, create a gray area and say, well, the Bible doesn't really say it that way. Listen, let's stop looking for a way out from the truth. Amen. The truth doesn't want you to have a way out. The truth is calling you higher. God wants you to come up to Him. Praise the Lord. The fundamental truths of being filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. We had a generation of preachers that focused heavily on the tongues and not the transformational power of the Holy Spirit. So there we had a generation of people who sought to speak in tongues without knowing that what it meant to be endued with power from on high. They left the altars having spoken in tongues and thought, wow, this is it. Now I have the Holy Ghost. But somewhere along the line, we may have missed it. Amen. I'm thankful for the truths you had for years being preached in this pulpit. But I know there's a lot of people that weren't blessed the way Union Road has been blessed. Amen. There's a lot of people who only heard speak in tongues, get filled, and that was the extent. But church, the Holy Ghost wants to fill you and empower you. Amen. Beyond just that initial evidence, God wants to do a work through your life. Buy the truth, sell it not. I still believe that the initial physical evidence of being filled with the Spirit is speaking in tongues. However, there are other evidences. People can fake speaking in tongues. Amen. When I was a little boy, I mimicked people who did it, so I know you can fake it. People can fake a move of God with a shout. But it's really hard to fake when somebody really has the real power of the Holy Ghost. So let me encourage, amen, anybody in this place tonight that has a ministry that you serve in here in the church or maybe somewhere else. Amen. Amen. Keep teaching the truth. Keep studying the truth. Keep living the truth. And let the Holy Spirit empower you. Amen. Amen. To preach the truth. Hallelujah. Let's not live by a different truth, church. Amen. This is it right here. Let's not try to live by something else. Let's live by the truth. Buy the truth and sell it not. There are times when you might go into a store, you make a purchase at the register, and you see a sign that says no returns, no exchanges. And you might not be able to return what you purchased, but someone might come along and look at what you purchased and steal it for themselves. The devil will try to come and rob you of the truth. He's really good at masquerading those lies and making you think that they're truths. He's really good at throwing enough truth in with his twisted words to make you think, hallelujah, that what he's saying is the right way. He did it with Eve. He's done it with many others since then. He's really good at making you believe things that aren't true. And let me tell you, he doesn't play games. Amen. The devil doesn't play games. He's fighting against the truth because he wants to destroy your life. He wants to destroy your family. He wants to destroy your soul. That's what he came to do. And he does it many times by mingling a little truth with his lies. And so many times people swallow it. Hook, line, and sinker. Amen. But church, you can get to know the real truth if you get to know Jesus. Amen. We talked about it this morning. Fall in love with Jesus. It'll make all the difference in your life. And when you fall in love with Jesus, there's no way you can't fall in love with his truth. You're going to read it. It'll make you mad sometimes. But if you love him, you're going to say yes every time. You're going to repent and come back to truth every time. When he says do this, you're gonna do that, or do this. When he says do that, you're gonna do that. Love, amen, the Savior. You're gonna love the truth. The truth, amen, not just transcends the laws of nature. I'm gonna try to hurry here. The truth transcends all time. His truth is an enduring truth. I love this story. There's a man by the name of Voltaire, a devout agnostic and atheist man, and he was quoted as saying that he regretted not being able to stamp out Christianity in his lifetime. He called it an infamous superstition. He said, "The Bible is what fools have written, imbeciles have commended, rogues have taught, and children are made to learn by heart." It's reported that he claimed within 100 years of his death that Christianity would be destroyed. Amen. And it's a strange turn of events that within 50 years of his death, he said within 100 years, Christianity will be done. But within 50 years of his death, Voltaire's very home was being used to print the Word of God. Hallelujah. You cannot destroy God's truth. Hallelujah. This truth is an enduring truth. Psalm 119, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." Matthew 24:35, Mark 13:31, Luke 21:33, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." And when it's all said and done, this word is going to stand sure forever and ever. And when Jesus comes back, listen, this is the word that's written upon his garments, truth. Hallelujah. And Jesus triumphs over everything. This truth is going to triumph. The power of this truth transcends all powers. When you look at reviews, when you make a purchase, sites that girls use all the time right now, Sheen or one of those other ones, they look at does it fit right to size? Is it true to size? You know, if I buy a small, does it fit like, it should fit like a small, right? But that ain't the way it is these days, is it? So, you know, you're a size 6, buy a size 12, it says, or something like that. I might be too big there. But you know, does it fit true to size? And they ask the question, they check the reviews. A lot of times, you know, the girls, me and Ethan don't care so much. It says medium fits like a small, so buy that. The truth, listen, this truth, you can look at the reviews, and this is what you're going to find. This truth fits right in every situation. You know what doesn't fit right? The enemy's lies and the half-truths of this world. Satan, the father of lies, the accuser of a brother, he's going to try to tell you all the time of all the things, hallelujah, that you can't do and what you can't be and what God can't do for you and how you're not good enough. You'll never be enough. Nobody loves you. If you do this negative thing, it'll make you feel better. Do those drugs. Drink that alcohol. Harm yourself. That'll make all your problems go away. The devil lies like that. He says you're not a good father. You've never been a good mother. You're too old to make a difference. You're too young to make a difference. You're too far gone for God to make a difference. But those things are lies, amen. And the power of the truth can break every curse and every lie the enemy has placed upon you. Amen. Music, go ahead and come tonight. The enemy, I believe I've told you this before, but the enemy will trace over your heart with a permanent marker as much as he can. Lies. He'll trace lie after lie after lie after lie. Worthless, guilty, condemned, amen, liar, thief, forgotten, alone, all of those things. He'll trace those lies over, abused or neglected. He'll trace these words that he tries to get to define you, and he'll trace them over and over and over again in your mind and in your heart. And it almost becomes a truth to you as you hear those words, and it just almost becomes your identity. I heard a preacher not too long ago, he gave an illustration, and I want to share it with you if I can. It got me to studying about it, and I do believe I shared it, so if I have, forgive me. But he talked about tattoos and how tattoos are foreign to the body. So when a person gets a tattoo, your body tries to destroy that mark. Your body fights against that ink that's being put on your body. It will try to destroy it. It'll try to go in there and carry that ink away through the bloodstream That's why when you get a tattoo, pretty quickly it starts to fade, and because the body's trying to attack it. And so those ink granules that are placed inside your skin there, they're too big for your blood cells to carry out and through the blood. And so that tattoo becomes a permanent mark on your body. Amen. The lies of the enemy are like that on your mind and on your life. And in the natural, you can't scrub a tattoo off with soap and water. Those identifying marks, you can never remove them on your own strength. But if you desire to get that tattoo removed, you can go to a physician who knows how to prescribe a course of action. One of the processes of removing that tattoo is by laser. The laser, listen, it doesn't erase the tattoo. It doesn't burn the tattoo off. What that laser does is it breaks up those ink granules into such tiny pieces so your blood, your white blood cells can come and clean up the area and carry that mark away and remove what once was permanent, hallelujah, and change it back to its normal color again. The blood is what removes what once was permanent, an identifying mark. Church, the enemy's lies can try to become a permanent mark on your soul and on your spirit. But there is a blood, amen. Woo! That speaks a better word. That speaks a better truth. Glory to God. There is a blood. Amen. I know there's a lot of things the enemy's told you. There's a lot of you that have been through things that the enemy's used to define you and say, that is you. That's who you are. But I'll tell you what. The blood of Jesus. Woo. Hallelujah. It cleanses every stain. I've seen the blood of Jesus come into somebody who's labeled depressed, defeated, dejected, despair, too far gone. But you get them in the presence of the Lord and let that perfect, precious blood flow into their heart. Amen. And those labels are torn off. Those lies are removed. And the truth of Jesus. Amen. What did he say? You shall know the truth. And the truth can make you free. Not can. It shall make you free. And if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know there's a lot of labels. Lord, help me right here. There's a lot of labels that you wear when you walk in this door. You try to push them off. You try to rip them off. And you go home and you're feeling pretty good after the moving of the Spirit. But the enemy comes back and he whispers in your ear. And that label just kind of gets pushed on there again. But tonight, I want somebody to know the blood of Jesus can remove the lie and the label, and his truth can speak a better word. Buy the truth and sell it not. Amen. Let's stand together. Hallelujah. Woo. You read some reviews and it says, this product does not deliver. Tell you what, this truth always delivers. Not just deliver by way of doing what it says it'll do. It delivers you. It delivers me. That word shall make you free means to deliver. So when Jesus said the truth shall make you free, it's like Jesus was saying twice. He was putting a promise, stacking promises, saying not just to make you free, but it'll make you free indeed. Free, amen. Shall make, properly set free, release from bondage, remove the restrictions of sin and darkness, because you're delivered by God into true spiritual liberty. Listen, I know the enemy's lied to you. You've had men in your life lie to you, women in your life lie to you, but can I tell you the truth? That Jesus says, there's no lying. It'll set you free. unbound, unshackled, free to realize your destiny in Christ. That's what he's saying. This truth will make you free. This truth makes free. And he said, stand fast in the liberty. Stand fast in the truth. Truth is safe. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody tonight, you need to buy the truth that you can be free. Whoo! Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Don't be confused tonight. If God gave you a word, don't be afraid to speak it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But if tonight, yes. Yes.
Seek me, saith the Lord, and you shall be free.
Yes.
Live in the lie no longer. Seek me, saith the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah. 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 If you want the truth to set you free, come to the altar right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If you want that truth to set you free, Lord, we need the truth. Lord, we need the truth. All these young children coming. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody, the lie has been louder to you than it needs to be. You've been living in that lie. Listen, let the truth set you free right now in Jesus' name. Oh, he said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus, we love you. We need you, God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you.
Lord, you have my full attention. When you speak, you will be heard. Show me deeper revelation as I seek you through your word. May I never lose this passion. Let it burn within my heart. And let every vain distraction be consumed. I will stay.